kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Our philosophy is very simple. Is in every culture, there is a crunchy shell and a soft filling. The cannolo himself, being Sicilian or Italian, is just a promoter of a different flavor. So it's like Sicily go to meet another country. In this case, that we're going to talk is Filipino, but could be anything else. So that's the philosophy. Is we, you know, it's yes, we make cannolis, but we, what else can we make it with?
Pinatunayan ng Italian chef at isa sa may-ari at direktor ng kanuliria na si Dario Di Clerico sa estado ng Victoria na kailangan maging bukas sa lahat ng kultura at panlasa habang nandito sa Australia, lalo't kilala ang bansa bilang isang multicultural country. Kwento niya, ito ang susi kung bakit naging kilala ang Italian food sa buong mundo.
The beauty of Australia is that it's you meet every different kind of people, okay? And as I said, because it's a product that you can find in many other cultures, so we're not very strict, we're not very traditional. Of course, we do believe we do, you know, the most tradition that we can, cannolo, but we can play with it a lot. We don't take ourselves too seriously, that's for sure.
Ang kanuleria ay isa sa mga dumalo sa ginanap na Feel Oz Flavors Trade Event Masterclass na pinangunahan ng mga kilalang chef sa Melbourne, ang culinary capital ng Australia, na nagtatampok ng tatlong pangunahing sangkap ng pagkaing Filipino. Ito ay ube, calamansi at Philippine mango na ginanap nitong Pebrero. Sinuportahan ito ng Konsulado ng Pilipinas sa Melbourne at ng Department of Trade and Industry, Sydney. Sa pagkakataong ito, maliban sa nakasanayang mga flavor ng cannoli, ibinida ni Chef Dario ang cannoli na may calamansi flavor.
There could be sweet, savory, there could be anything. And this is just, cannoli is just another crunchy shell product with a soft filling. And so we use that as a vector. So, and that's why, you know, can be Filipino flavor, can be, you know, could be anything. We did as far as doing a Vegemite flavor. Everything, if balanced well, everything works.
Pero bago pa man nabuo ang kanuleria, si Chef Dario ay migrant mula Italia. At dumating sa Australia noong ito'y 21 taong gulang lamang. Higit 20 na siyang chef at ang karanasang ito ang humubog sa kanya para yakapin at ipakilala hindi lang ang mga tatak Italian flavors, pati ibang lahi.
I was a chef since I was 13 years old, so many years ago. And honestly, it started as a necessity, you know. Back in Italy, the only jobs you can get when you are 13, 14 years old is in restaurants. And, you know, I wasn't great dealing with people, so the next best thing was working in the kitchen. You know, for Italians and I'm sure for many other cultures, food is... It's everything. So all the worst and the best thing that happened in my life always was around the table. I've always been very fascinated about the food. And that's, I guess, the start of become a chef.
Hanggang nakapagdesisyon na gumawa sila ng negosyong cannoli lamang ang produkto na may iba't ibang flavors.
I was the head chef at Dezzamore Cheese. There is a local cheese producer, cheese factory in Thomastown. Giorgio is my business partner as well in this business. And we started, he's the Sicilian. So the cannoli is a Sicilian dessert. And he told me, you know, this, we have some ricotta. Why don't you make cannolis like that? And that's honestly how it started. It started just as a product of the deli, where we make ricotta, and then we saw that, again, in Australia, we're very lucky. We have already a lot of many different great cannoli maker or dessert maker, but we realized there was no one just focusing on the actual cannolo. The cannolo was just always another add-on to another pastry or another box of pastry that you buy. And that's how it started. So we said, well, we want to make cannoli, we want to make only one thing. We start with ricotta, the traditional, the Sicilian, there is cinnamon and sugar and just pistachio. And then we said, well, can we make a chocolate one? So we start to put cocoa and we pushed, now we push it with so many different flavors. We come up with a flavor every week, a new flavor of the week with our production manager, and you know, it just, we keep trying to get people to know what cannoli is.
Inamin ni Chef, bukod sa bukas ito na matuto sa mga pagbabago at fusion sa larangan ng culinary at pastries, mas napamahal siya sa kulturang Pilipino, lalo't ang kanyang asawa ay isang Pinay.
I'm married to a Filipino as well, so there is some flavors that I knew already or that I heard before, so I thought was the perfect combination. We did try a few, the calamansi having the citrusy flavor, it very similar to what we do as a, with lemon or with orange, very similar. So again, as I said to you, it's a traditional flavor, but done with innovative technique.
Pagbahagi pa nito. Maraming kapareha sa kulturang Pilipino at Italian kung pagkain ang pag-uusapan. Kaya sa loob ng kanilang pamamahay, mixed culture ang kinagisnan ng kanyang mga anak.
My mother-in-law is a great cook, so you know, often, I was just yesterday, there was a party, I asked my boys what they had, and they said, oh, we had lechon. In Italy we make porchetta, in Philippines you make lechon. So again, it's... Sometimes they come back at home and say, what do you eat tonight? They say, sinigang, all these other things. So, and that's great. You know, it's all about the cultural baggage, you know. So it's fantastic.
Ikinagagalak naman ito na dumarami at nakikilala na sa mainstream ng culinary ang mga Filipino restaurant sa bansa. Pero may payo ito para mas marami pa ang tumangkilik dito.
There is a lot of Filipino restaurants that we go sometimes as well, that there is just Filipinos there. But, of course, how many Filipinos there is in Melbourne if you really want to do something to change, like, let's say, a culture? And there is. There was some pretty, like, a couple years ago, there was Serai that, you know, really put the restaurant on the, I guess, on the mainstream. And that's all you need. You just need to... you know, more Filipino chef or, you know, people that know really well the Filipino cuisine that can show other people, hey, this is what it is. In the end, call it lechon, call it porchetta, call it pork roast. It's still pork, isn't it? Different spices, different ideas, but it's the same. I think, again, by teaching other people that it's all the same, they will open the doors to other people.
Kaya para sa kanya, ang tulad nitong trade event ay napakahalaga para makadiskubre ng mga bagong flavors at technique. At sa paraang ito, ang Canoleria ay makakatulong para maipakilala ang flavors ng ibang lahi, lalo na ang panlasang Pinoy.
Calamansi probably is gonna make sense for you when you hear, but someone else will say, what is it? But then you taste it, it tastes citrusy. So that's the help that we can give to different cuisine, to different cultures, to say, hey, you know cannoli? Yeah, you trust cannoli, you trust cannoleria. Try this. It's something a little bit different, but hey, you had cannolis from us before. You know that 90% of the time we can deliver. So yeah, that's what it is. It's a trust building, I think, with our customers.
Nagpapasalamat naman si Commercial Consul Emmanuel Ang sa resulta ng sinuportahan ng DTI trade event na ito. Dahil nakakatulong ito sa kampanyang maipakilala ang produkto at pagkaing Pilipino dito sa bansa. Handa rin silang tumulong para ma-connect silang mga negosyanteng mangangailangan ng supply mula sa Pilipinas.
He's not a Filipino food, but it's an Italian food or something, di ba? Yeah. But then he wants to try calamansi in his cannoli. That's good. Actually, yung nakuha niya idea niya when he participated in an event in Melbourne, di ba? That's exactly what we did, no? We had Filipino chefs use calamansi in different dishes para makita ng audience, including the cannoli guy to how it's used. Nasabi, oh, this is different, we'll try it. Now, the next step for him is he needs to get supply. So, we're getting him connected with possible suppliers already. Actually, during the event, may nakilala na siya na supplier ng calamansi. So, that's how we do it.
Dagdag pa ng Commercial Consul, malaki na ang pag-angat ng Filipino food sa larangan ng culinary, pati na din ang produkto dito sa bansa.
Yung trend na nakikita nyo na dahan-dahan, although it's not, it's still not enough, no? I mean, compared to Thai, you know, Thai products on the, but it's still very positive, especially for me coming parang I came from Sydney 12 years ago, talagang malaking difference na now I see more in the mainstream, more familiarity with Philippine products, more familiarity also, and I see more Philippine restaurants na ano being put up. So there's a movement here for Philippine food. It's for promoting Philippine food. It's getting better.
Sabi niya, patotoo nito ang dumaraming mga restaurant.
I think what we should do as a community, mga Filipinos, is to be more actively try to promote it in all ways that can ano and try take advantage of all the opportunities we can to promote Philippine food to mainstream. Not just to our fellow Filipinos, because we always do that. Let's say, for example, we have some pretty good restaurants already in Melbourne, in Sydney. If you're a Philippine professional, you need to bring out some business colleagues or something. Why not bring them there? You know, just to get, you know, try to help promote Philippine products. Especially we have now things that we can be proud of, no? Restaurants and also even, ano, sa mga events, I don't know if there are,
Filipino event.
yeah, chances for you to introduce Philippine food. Just try to introduce and you can tell them, oh, this is adobo. And then the mixes are available in ano, ganun. So they can try, no? I'm pretty sure some of the mainstream people also would be interested to try new things.
Bagay na sinang-ayunan ng Italian chef na si Dario na kahit lumaki na iba ang kulturang kinagisnan, handa at bukas itong yakapin ang kulturang Pilipino dahil sa pamilya at pagmamahal sa culinary industry.
Something like my boys would be. They're half Italian, half Filipino. They still have a place in Australia, no issues at all. And same as that's the what I want to show them as well is yes, we, but yet you can open your mind to other things. And this is exactly what we want to teach everyone. It says, you know, there is good food everywhere. That doesn't matter where he's from. Doesn't matter if it's Filipino, Italian, or I don't need it. So it's not going to make any difference. And so that's the lesson that I want to, I guess, leave behind is if treated well, if cooked well, if done well, everything can taste good.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.